Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We all stand and sing that chorus he's playing. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful to be gathered here tonight. Lord, truly you are so good to us, Lord. You're ever so mindful of us. Lord, always, Lord, giving us guiding instructions. Lord, we're just appreciative this night. Lord, we ask you to have your way, Lord, as we're gathered in your precious holy name. Lord, just have your way in everything you've said and done. Give us thy word this night, Lord, that we may grow closer to you. We'll give you all the glory, praise, and honor it's due unto you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Oh God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, page 72 in our capstone books. Amen. When God dipped his love in my heart. Amen. When God dips his pen of love in my heart and writes my soul a message he wants me to know, his spirit dipped his love in my heart. Well, I said it would have been to a living soul. Now it's my salvation when he made me whole. But it's been a good high, such love Jesus did impart. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my happy soul apart. Hallelujah, when God dipped his love in my heart. Does it make you laugh and it make you cry? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He is so good. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, I said, we'll tell to a living soul how we brought salvation when the day healed. But I'm not good at high such love. Jesus did it for. Well, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. It sets my happy soul on fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Such revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. Such revelation in that song.
Amen.
Because it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Amen. It sets my happy soul on fire. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful he dipped his love in my heart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So many people are worried about every little thing nowadays. Oh, but we got something in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Page 40, same book. Amen. All I'm worried about is pressing on. Amen. Oh, ransomed soul, with joyous song, press along to glory land. Amen. Amazing grace that saves the race. Press along to I'm sorry, 29. Amen. I am resolved. Hallelujah. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world, the light, amen. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have learned my side. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest trials, I will come to thee. Oh, I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. Oh, I will hasten to him. Amen. Is a living way. Oh, I will. Amen.
So glad and free. Oh, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
Oh, I am resolved to sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him. Amen. Walk the heavenly way. Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest highest, I will come to thee. Oh, I will hasten. Led by the Spirit. Amen. We'll walk the heavenly way. Amen. Brother Sells, would you take up the offering this evening?
Amen.
God's blessing, brother.
Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we're so thankful.
Yes.
For such a wonderful opportunity we have.
Blessed.
Lord, we come here tonight, and Father, be able to sing these old hymns, Father.
Yes.
Lord, what we have to look forward to. Lord, and the determination that you placed in our hearts. Lord, that little being, that soul, Father. Oh, God, it's so wonderful. Lord, I pray that you would just bless this part of the service. Lord, just multiply it, meet the needs.
Yes.
May your will be done in everything we ask. In your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. for he's the Lord of glory. For he's the Lord of glory, he is the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His name,
amen,
is Counselor, the Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father throughout eternity. For he's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. His name.
Tonight, let's raise your hand. Amen. Let's just keep it before him as we go to him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you once again tonight. Lord, we know that you're more than able, Lord, to perform, Lord, anything we have need of, Lord, whether it's in our lives or our family's lives. Lord, you know our hearts tonight, Lord. Lord, we just come before you with open hearts and open minds. Lord, asking you to do according to your perfect will, Lord, the needs that needs met. Lord, you know all about it. Lord, we can talk about it. Lord, we can, Lord, imagine what we think it should be. But Lord, you know exactly what we need and when we need it. And Lord, we come to you, Lord, and we yield it all to you, Lord. Lord, just asking you to take care of it in your mighty way. And Lord, Lord, more than anything in this life, Lord, we ask for revelation once again. Lord, how important it is in this day and age, Lord. Lord, where so many people are scared and running to and fro, and they don't believe your word when it's presented to them. Lord, we just, Lord, we want to yield ourselves to you tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in everything that's said and done from this day, this moment forward. Lord, we'll give you all the glory, praise, and honor it's due unto you. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone got a song they want to sing or a special, Brother Tim?
Can we sing that little page one in that little capstone book we have?
Yeah. I got one up here. I got. Amen. Keep coming back. Hallelujah.
Blessed is the fountain in a barren land. Satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back. Well, of grace, great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, keep coming back to the well. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How his joys overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, coming back to the well. Amen. Ain't that the truth? Hallelujah. Jesus made a well at Calvary
for healing, cleansing, and victory. How its joys overflow, it ought to overflow. Amen. You can't help but just, Brother Branham said, you set a man down, you can't, or set a man's pants on fire in time, sit down, it won't happen. Amen. That's what it's saying. How its joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Amen. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let's all stand, if you will. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord. We ask our pastor to come. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to serve. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we're so appreciative in our heart that You gave us one more opportunity to gather here. And Lord, with saints of like precious faith, and by Your mercy and grace, fill in the movement of Your Holy Spirit on our hearts. It's such a blessing. And Lord, what a beautiful well that's flowing deep within tonight, Lord, within our hearts. And Father, there's not a greater understanding to have than to know we have the new birth. That is such a wonderful understanding to have, Lord, and have the reality of it, have a true experience of it, and knowing, Lord, that You are alive. How we greatly appreciate You, Lord, with all our heart. We just ask again tonight, as we've gathered in this little service tonight now, that You would just speak to our hearts through the Word of God. And may each one of us, Lord, be drawn upon our portion. Lord, knowing that only You know our hearts, You know our thoughts, You know all about us, so we just commit ourselves unto You and place our heart in Your hands, Lord, that You may be glorified. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You happy to be here?
Amen.
Amen. I'm happy to be here too. Amen. So thankful for God's grace. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And again, for a little Thursday evening service, we won't try to hold you too long, but just have a little thought on our heart. Lord laid on our heart for this evening. So we want to, amen, just deliver it to you. All right, and we're going to be talking about faith tonight. Amen. We're going to be talking about the faith. Not just a faith, not many revelations and all that. Just we're going to talk about the faith. All right? All right. So the book of Ephesians, fourth chapter, let's read the first to the seventh verse. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Amen.
May God bless reading his word. You may be seated. Sweet little letter there. Amen. When you, by grace, find yourself in that letter and see what God has done for you and how precious it is about this faith we want to talk about tonight. If you want to turn your Bibles also to Colossians, let's go ahead and read this one. Colossians 1. And let's see here. Colossians 1, let's read here, 21st to the 23rd verse. Excuse me. All right. Excuse me. Colossians 1, 21 to 23. All right. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Isn't that a beautiful story? Amen. It's reconciled. In the body of his flesh through death to present you. Now he's talking to you. Just listen, okay? To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So, Apostle Paul is showing us here, and a couple of nuggets here, and we want to make sure we don't miss what he's talking about, the faith, okay? And, you know, there's so many faiths, you know, in this day and age we live in. There's faith, this faith, and that faith, and this faith, and, you know, they call it their faith. And if they have a certain doctrine or creed they follow, they call it their faith, you know, and this is my faith, and so forth. But there's only one, the faith. And that's in Jesus Christ. And it's God's faith, you see. And that's what we want to talk about tonight and just refresh your mind to some things because we're living in such a faithless age, an age where people just don't hardly have faith anymore. You know, it's hard to find people that have revelation, you know. There's a lot of... because we know this is a very intellectual age. So there's all kind of intellectual knowledge going around, you know. I know this, and I know this, this, that, and the other. But you can always tell, it's something how God said it in order, though. You can always tell when it's an intellectual knowledge. Because you can talk to people, and they will tell you, and they may know this, that, and the other. But it's strange, your life doesn't show it. But when you have a revelation, when you have this, the faith, God has a way of it expressing itself, that you live by that faith. It expresses itself through you if it has been revealed to you. Now, we talked about it a few weeks ago and talked about faith a little bit, and we give the example of those that had faith and, you know, what they did, you know, if it was revealed to Abraham he was going to have a son, and though the son wasn't there yet, born yet, and went 25 years, still you could tell Abraham had something revealed to him. He had faith. He had a genuine faith, something God had revealed to him that he was going to have his son. And all of his actions continuously showed that he was going to have his son, regardless of people made fun of him or whatever. And the same thing happened with Noah and all those that done these things by faith. They just kept right on pressing, kept right on pressing. They didn't let the situation around them get them all aroused and all upset and nervous and a great tension come over them and everything. No, it's just they lived daily by what had genuinely been revealed to them. Now see, if these men that the scripture speaks of, if it would just been intellectual head knowledge, well, when the persecution came, the mockery came, people making fun of them and so forth, and the body being not capable of doing so, why, they'd have gotten so discouraged, and then their actions would have been showing that it wasn't truly revealed. And maybe you would have heard, maybe you had been written the scripture, then maybe we could have read where Abraham would have said, no, I just, you know, this is impossible. I mean, here I am, I'm beyond childbearing or producing children. Sarah's beyond having children. And, you know, we've got to give us some second thoughts, you know, because, you know, this just does look a little bit impossible. But he was strong in faith, giving God the glory and the praise that what God had promised him and promised he would do, he was more than able to perform that which he promised. It was no problem. And that alone, that simple few words, God is more than able to perform that which he promised, is just outstanding. It's so tremendous. Because so many people today, and the age we live in, you don't see that kind of response. That God is more than able. God promised me this. And this is where I stand. You don't see a lot of that. You see a lot of people get despondent and they go through their days of the blues and they go through their times of, you can see the discouragement all over their face. You can see the attitude, by the attitude that there's just, do they really have something to hold to? Is there something really they can hold on to? Is it really something genuine, or is it just some intellectual head knowledge? Again, if it is intellectual head knowledge, you're going to see them go through those times of just, oh, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if this is right. I don't know if God really could. I don't know if this is really for me. You know, just constantly expressing that type of an attitude. But you'll never read in this Bible where any time God revealed things to these great men or men of faith, these women of faith, whenever God revealed these things, there wasn't a backtracking. No, whatsoever. It was press on, press on, press on. I mean, and we think, as I've said before, you know, we think of the little simple, we may think it's simple, but something that we read a little story, we may think of it being of Noah. And but think of the years he worked on that ark, and people begin to mock him and scoff him by the hunters gathering around him and just thinking, this old man's crazy. I mean, something happened to him. His mind's gone. And look at this huge thing he's building. There ain't even a drop of water around here. Now, could you imagine that kind of a, if you could just let your heart or just let the Holy Spirit take your thoughts to a reality of that? And we may think, well, that was just a story. I'm going to tell you what, friends. Put yourself in his shoes and tell me that probably even Noah building that ark ain't greater in any circumstance you've ever been put it through. If you really think about it and think really long and just meditate about it, pray about it, and just ask yourself, have I ever really been through something even what Noah went through? Just simple things. Building this ark, God gave him a command and gave him the word, revealed to him what was going to happen. This flood's going to come, going to destroy the earth and destroy all those people around him. And he was to take on these animals, two at a time, some seven, but two at a time, and these animals would come up on there, and the door would close on its own, all these things. And just think of the obstacles he had to go through to get that job done. Do you think everything just fell together? No, he worked for it. He'd done exactly what God told him to do, though. But now what if he would have been staggering off and on all through this process? Instead of 110 years, it might have 20 years, it might have took 200 years because he would have staggered around. And sometimes I wonder if that ain't what is the problem with the little bride. Is she really got the faith? And people just keep staggering around, and the Lord keeps holding the rapture off, keeps holding it off, because remember, he won't come until we're ready. And what Brother Bram said? We're the ones holding it off. Didn't y'all say that? is that our really not having the faith is holding things off. Because we're so one day up in a high and the next day in a low. Maybe go a week on a high and then the next week we go on a low. You know, I was thinking about this. I ain't sure how to pronounce it. Connoisseurs? No, kind of connoisseurs. Carnivore? What's the name of that virus? Corona. There we go. It's some kind of virus. But anyhow, I'm thinking dinosaurs, I guess, I think. I don't know. But anyhow, we find these people are running so scared. And I wonder how scared we are. How scared are we? You know, and here they closed the schools now, the whole state schools closed down now and all this and everything, and just keeps, you know, they keep closing this up and everything, and you can't even find toilet paper or nothing. I mean, it's just people are just going totally nuts, you know, afraid, and I guess, I don't understand, why wouldn't they be looking for food instead of toilet paper? You got to have the food before you have the toilet paper, but it don't make sense. I mean, the people is just crazy. I mean, and everybody's falling for this, and the thing, how afraid are we going to be of it? Or do we know, if God be for me, who can be against me? If God has a work for me to do, I'm going to do it regardless. If he wants me to have a sickness, I know he's the healer. You see? Not that we don't use our head, you know, different things. You know, I mean, like we've said before, I mean, we shouldn't come to service if we're sick. I mean, it just don't make sense, you know, to make everybody else sick, especially these older ones. But the thing of it is, how is that little bit of fear raising up in there? Just getting a little bit of, oh, they shut my job down. I won't be able to work for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. They do this. They close this down. They close that down. I mean, there's places, even some of the states now is even closing restaurants down. I mean, they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. And yet it ain't nothing like the Spanish flu was clear back in the early 1900s. I mean, and I don't think it'll ever come to that. If it does, then. But the thing is, I wonder if it could be like old Moody. Huh? Where he could be around those germs and they even watched those germs as put on his hands. And he was so full of the Holy Ghost, those germs died underneath that microscope on his skin. What kind of a people of faith are we? Are we weaklings or are we people that's going to bow down to everything Satan does? And be afraid of it. But you show me where faith ever got scared. Think of David, friends. God revealed to David that their great big man, that Philistine, was uncircumcised. He was out from the covenant of God. And he knew that if he killed the lion and killed the bear, that man standing in front of me wasn't going to be any different. No. Right. Now, if he would have been scared, he'd been like Saul standing back there, shaking in his armor. And the rest of the men, how can we go out against this man? You know? And they was just thinking, well, our nation's gone. This man's going to kill one of us. He's wanting to battle one of us, and he's going to kill us. And it's all over with. We're going to belong to the Philistines. But David goes out. Of course, they tried to armor him with all kinds of this heavy man-made stuff. But he says, it's not for me. He just picked up his stones, his sling, and went out there in the name of the Lord and began to sling that stone. And that thing hit exactly where it had to hit. But what if he'd have been standing around shaking, quivering, not sure? That's a lot of people's problem today. They're not sure. What if Abraham wouldn't have been sure? What if Noah wouldn't have been sure? What if Moses wouldn't have been sure when he came up to face that sea? Huh? What if they wouldn't have been sure? Paul understood these things. And that's why he said when it came to the end of the time where he was going to be taken, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Ah, the faith. Not just any kind of faith. I have kept the faith. Oh, my. Think of that. In Galatians 2:20, let's read this. Galatians 2:20, if you want to turn with me, that's fine. But I'm going to already see it. It'll never happen in a half hour. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I did not say I live by faith in God. That changes it. I live by faith in God. I live by the faith. The faith of who? The Son of God. Who loved me and gave himself for me. So this is a special faith. And this is a faith that God has given his believers. A true faith. And it's a true revelation. It's true understanding of the Word of God. They know exactly what God wants done. That's why these men I've talked about earlier, like Abraham and Noah and Moses, all these great men, David, they could stand and go out and do exactly what God commanded them to do. Is because it was the right faith. It was a faith that was so real to them, nothing could shake them. Brother Bram used the illustration one time. He said, if you got that real genuine faith, it's the same as you got it right there in your hand. I see, I have nothing in the palm of my hand right now. Nothing. So if I'm going to say my keys is in my palm of my hand, now I've got to look at that and I've got to do some imagination, because my keys ain't in the palm of my hand. I mean, it's just simple as could be. My keys ain't there. But faith makes it the same as you got it in your hand. Now, though, if I couldn't see it, I know it's there because it is there, because God gave it to me. So now I know it's there. What made it feel like it's there? What made me see it there? Even though it maybe wouldn't be there. Special faith. Special revelation. Something that makes us things that are not as though they are. You see? But it's what faith does is makes it right there. The key is right there. You see? Even though they wouldn't be there. And then by faith putting it there, and you know it's there, now I can go out and say, I've got keys in my hand. I'm healed. God's going to provide the way. God is Jehovah Jireh. He's provided my way and continued my, and he shall never leave me nor forsake me because he's provided the way. Faith makes it so real. It's the same as you got it in your hand. You see? So real genuine faith takes away all the imagination, all the hope so, all the trying to make it to be there, all the trying to want it to be there. Genuine faith. Now, what's this faith come from? Where's this faith come from? God. And guess what? It's the faith of God. It's God's faith. It's the same faith that God has. Yes, it's not a different faith. It's the same faith. It's not a little bit different. It's the same faith. Once he's revealed it to you, it's the same. James 2 and 1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ? Everywhere I've read so far is talking about the faith. Okay? So keep it in mind. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons? For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, I guess we wouldn't have to really read that because I wanted to make things get that faith in there. Now, this is in the message, it's in the Church Age book, page 179. He's talking about faith. And the title of it is, Thou Hast Not Denied My Faith. In Acts 3:16, when Peter was asked how the mighty miracle had taken place upon the crippled one at the Gate Beautiful. Y'all remember that little story? All right. He explained it on this wise. And he, Jesus, named through faith in his Jesus name, hath made this man, former cripple, strong. Yea, the faith which is from him, Jesus, hath given him, the man, this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. See, there it is. Jesus' name, Jesus' faith, brought about the miracle. Oh, wait a minute. I thought it was Peter standing there. But it was Jesus' faith brought forth the miracle. Okay? Peter did not claim it was his own human faith any more than he claimed that it was his own name. No. Peter didn't claim it was his faith. He said, that which I have, I give to you. Something had been given to him. What was given him? The faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? He said that Jesus' name used in the faith, which is from Jesus, performed that great work. This faith is what the Lord was speaking about in Revelation 2:13. It was his faith. It was his faith. It was not faith in him. There's a little difference. It's not faith in him. It's God's faith. Wow. Given to you? Yes. Yes. But it was his own faith that he had given to the believers. Aren't you a believer?
Amen.
Then he is to give you that faith. His faith. Now, that's really good to know. Because that faith never fails. Intellectual knowledge can't get it.
No.
Learning it, remembering it, doesn't get it. No. It's what God reveals to you or gives to you, his faith. You see? All right? He says, but it was his own faith that he had given to the believers. Romans 12:3, according as God hath dealt to every man according to verse 1, men or brethren, the measure of faith. Ephesians 2:8, by grace ye are saved through faith. That faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It says God's gift to you that you have this faith. Wow. And also it says James 2:1, my brethren, notice, he too is talking to brethren, have not the faith of, now he says not in, he says, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect to persons? Oh my. For God to give you that faith, that same faith, that's a pretty super faith. When it's God's faith given to you. And just think of the opportunities that arise for us to use that faith. Oh my. But so many times people, even when they learn of different things and read of different things of faith in the scriptures and passages of scripture and through the prophet's messages and so forth, and they go talking about faith, they begin to think in their mind, this is something I'm going to try to work myself to. I've got to pray enough, and I've got to remember these things, and I've got to keep these things in my mind. The Holy Spirit places it in your heart. You ain't going to work yourself up to it. No. It's by God's grace. It's his gift to you. Oh my. In the Pergamon age, where men were humanizing salvation, having turned from the truth that salvation is of the Lord, having cast aside the doctrine of election, and opened wide the church door and their fellowship to any and all who subscribed to their tenets, never mind the word, they said, in this age of rapid degradation, there were still the few who had the measure of that faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only used that faith in acts of power, but withstood those who dared to say that they were saved simply on the grounds of joining a church. Ah, that ain't going to work, friends. No. And a lot of people try that today. They think they're saved because mommy and daddy goes, or because they go to certain churches, and or because their pastor's a certain person. No, 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 friends. No. They knew that no man could truly believe unto eternal life and the righteousness of God apart from the measure of the faith of the Lord Jesus himself. As today's church is filled with mental believers, and that is so true. mental believers. People can tell you a lot of things about this word, friends, but it's all mental. You say, well, how do you know? Because if it wasn't mental and if it was something that come from God, then their body of flesh expresses the revelation they received. There's no two ways around it. It's not revealed to you and then you see no actions from it. No. You act upon what God has revealed to you. The same as all down the scripture, all those men and women did. They acted upon what was revealed to them. It will be no different with us. We will act upon what's been revealed to us. Well, you take somebody that knows truly they was in the thoughts of God. You watch how they act. Oh, yeah. They're not going to get swallowed up with this earthly garbage. No. When they truly have a revelation and truly have that faith, we realize they don't act like they're of this world. They're not planning on staying here forever. They don't get scared of every little thing that comes along. No, no, no. They don't even get a little bit nervous about it. They know exactly what God has done for them, what God has set them to do, and if God be for them, who can be against them? What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall peril or sword or famine or nakedness? All these things? Shall sickness? No, absolutely not. You see? He said, as today's church is filled with mental believers who endorse the virgin birth, the shed blood, going to the church and taking communion, and are not reborn at all. Think of how many times that happens. Not even, they're just mental believers and not even reborn at all. They don't have a new birth. But boy, they can sure tell you a lot, you know? Even so is that third age. As in that third age, was the same problem. Human faith wasn't enough then, and it's not enough now. Human faith was not enough then, and it's not enough now. Because, friends, we've got to have enough faith to be caught up in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Think of that. It takes the very faith of the Son of God to drop into a man's heart so that he can receive the Lord of glory into the temple not made with hands. Oh my. This was a living faith. I love that. It was an expressing faith. It was a living faith. It wasn't just talked about. It wasn't mentally just remembered. It was a living faith. And that's what the faith of the Son of God is. It's a living faith. I live by faith. Remember Apostle Paul? We read it. I live by faith. Can we say that? I live by faith. Oh, I live by it. Wait a minute, Brother Steve, I can live by it as long as something don't go wrong. Then you're not living by it. When you're truly living by it, you're living by it when something goes wrong. Yeah. Yeah. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Paul did not say that he lived by faith in the Son of God. No, he didn't say that. It was the faith of the Son of God that had given him life and kept him living in Christian victory. Hallelujah. I love that. Kept him living in Christian victory. What? The faith of the Son of God. Not faith in God. See, so many times we say, oh, I got faith in my Lord Jesus Christ. That ain't it, friends, and that won't work. It's having the faith of the Son of God. The same faith. You see? All right. He says, no, they had not denied that salvation was supernatural from start to finish. They kept alive the truth of his name and his faith, and they were blessed by the Lord and accounted worthy of him. All right, let me skip over real quick. Let's go over here. Let's see here. Yeah, let's read this. This was in the token, September 1st, 1963. I'm trying not to hold you too long, but I like these things. Actually, I love these things. All right, paragraph 96. It has to be because a woman and her husband become one. They become one. He was talking about husband and wife becoming one. And so does the bride and Christ become one. Now pay attention to that. If we become one, wouldn't I have the same faith? Huh? Okay. And so does the bride and Christ become one. The ministry of the bride and the ministry of Christ is the same. And remember, these former treaties, O Theophilus, have I wrote to you that Jesus began to do and continues to do. His death didn't stop him, no sir. He returned again, not a third person, but the same person returned again in the form of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Which came in who? You and me. All right? Same person. So why couldn't it be the same faith? Huh? Think about it. And to continue the work on. Now, have we got that kind of faith? If we don't, we need to cry out to God to understand these things. Okay? Not a third person, but the same person returned again in the form of the Holy Ghost and to continue the work on. And he says, and continues on, he repeats, said the book of Acts. Jesus Christ, think of this now, the same yesterday, today, forever. Okay? That's the token, that's the sign. When Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful, he's bringing this up again about the gate called Beautiful. When Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful, there laid a man who had been crippled, lame from his mother's womb. Okay? And he said, because see, he was begging for alms, this crippled man was. And the man, or Peter said, silver and gold, I don't have the money to give to you. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, what? Something had been given to him. Such as I have, okay, I give to you. Oh my. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, and they talked to them and knowed that they were ignorant and unlearned men. So they must not have been able to keep up with the smart people. No. They had talked to Peter and knew that he was ignorant and unlearned. Yeah. He wasn't a smart, educated person. He didn't have a lot of mental facilities to be able to be like they was, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. No, something had been revealed to him. You see? Remember, Brother Branham said Peter couldn't even write his own name. Now think of that. So what was this great thing that he had that he was going to give? Oh. They had noticed they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they had taken notice to them that they had been with Jesus. Why? Because they seen the faith that was in Christ was the same faith that was in them. By what? Doing the same thing Christ did. The faith they had done expressions. And people could see it. You see? Oh my. Now just what if people would read? And there's a lot of people. There's thousands of people in this message. What about the thousands of people read the messages, Paul, prisoner of Jesus Christ, Christ the mystery of God revealed, spiritual food, new season, all these great things the prophet said in these messages, future home, earthly bridegroom. Just think of all these things. What if these people knew that word and seen you doing what that prophet talked about instead of just people talking about it, but seeing you doing what he talked about? Well, that'd be so much different than all these people talking about it and ain't doing it. Because that's all we've got anymore is all these people talking about it and it not being done. Yeah. They still got their worldly actions. They want to be kind of like the world and yet be a believer. They want to be a little bit like the world over here and still say they believe the prophet's message and all this nonsense. But yeah, why don't we just show those messages? Oh, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Oh, a living sacrifice. For what? What reason? That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? This message of this hour. Yeah. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He didn't say that ye may talk about it. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, they'd taken notice they'd been with Jesus. See, the token was there displaying, such as I have. Seeing a poor fallen brother laying there, crippled and disfigured and everything, and the same life that was in Christ was in them, such as I have. Wow. Such as you talk about being a prisoner, I am. Oh, it'd be so much different, wouldn't it? And your life express it. In my name you shall cast out devils. Not I will. He said, you will. If you say to this mountain, not if I say, if you say. But how many times we cast a devil away? Well, now, Brother Steve, I ain't had nobody come up with us this, that, and they're shaking and screaming at me and chains on them and cutting themselves and everything. What about when that devil tries to put something in your mind? Have you got enough faith in there and the faith to cast that spirit out of your thoughts and it's gone? Huh? Not I will. He said, you will cast out devils. You mean it's a devil gets in your thoughts? Absolutely. It's a devil can get in your thinking and make you scared and fear and worry and all kinds of just crazy childish things. Yeah. But ain't you got the faith to cast that devil out? Huh? When maybe a child's doing something and the spanking ain't the right thing at that time, ain't you got what it takes to cast it out? Huh? Oh. Now we're talking about the faith. Because there come times, friends, you may have to cast a devil off of that child. Yeah. You might whip it till you're blue in the face, friends, but there's a spirit controlling things, and you have to cast that devil off of it. Yeah. Oh, my. But again, the faith, you understand those things. Without the faith, you just get in the law of ritual and this, that, and the other, and this is the way it's done, this, and there, and not go with anything understanding what to do. Yeah. In my name you shall cast out devils. Not I will, you will. If you say to this mountain, not if I say, if you say to this mountain, oh, brother, the hour of that token to be displayed is at hand. We can see it. We know that we're near the end now. We've brought all kinds of messages up to show signs and wonders. And now here we come back for what the church has got to do. Got to do? I thought that was a choice, Brother Steve. No. It's not a choice. Not if you have the faith. It's not a choice. But Brother Steve, I'd have to be a pretty spiritual person to do that. I'd have to be pretty spiritual to be like that. Yes. We'd better be more spiritual than what we are. Amen. It's going to take spiritual people to get in a rapture, friends. That's led to the Spirit. That's watching constantly. Every move. But some of us don't know what a spiritual life is. We live so much by what we see with the natural eyes and mental faith. Mental knowledge. And we always tell when it's walking by that mental knowledge and what we see mentally, and then that mouth speaks mentally. Yeah. And then it says things it should never say. It starts saying things that's never by faith and actions by faith. Just think if David wouldn't have, it hadn't been revealed to him about that giant, not being circumcised, being that uncircumcised giant. he might have got out there and maybe started, maybe this is the wrong thing. And begin to look up and see how big he was, see how long his fingers was, see how long that spear was, and all that great armor on him. And he might begin to think, I goofed. Why am I out here? This ain't smart at all. Yeah. But none of that came. The same God that delivered him, gave him the bear and the lion, is going to deliver me in your hands, Goliath. Go ahead and try, you little puny thing. I'll feed you to the birds. And he just kept right on going. Thump. Down he went. And he cut the giant's head clear off with his sword. Now think of that, friends. Put yourself in them shoes. Yeah. Put yourself in them shoes. We think they're little stories, but it's real. Amen. And friends, there's all kind of giants that's going to try you. How scared are you going to be of that carnivorous? Whatever you call it. Still want to call it carnivorous. Concord? What is it again? Whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about. Forget it. I don't try to say it. See, I'm not smart. It's a wonder I can write my own name. But as long as I got faith, the faith, the faith, that's what counts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I think I'll quit right there. Well, I can still talk. Amen. I love his word.
Amen.
It's true. It's real, friends.
Amen.
I hope we said a little something to maybe cause you to dig in a little deeper. Cry out to the Lord a little greater. Say, oh, I need that kind of faith, Lord. That's what I need. I know it's just a little portion. I didn't get very deep in or anything, but just a little portion of it to remind you about. So, amen. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Glory. You know, there's a little thing. Well, even the word tells you. What you fear shall come upon you. Yeah. Are you going to fear it? Huh? Are you afraid of it? You know, what kind of faith do we have? I'm not telling you to go out and do something foolish and silly. I mean, go out and just tempt the Lord and just go out and where's a bunch of us at and everything. I'm not telling you that. But what if for some reason your brother was in the midst of all these people and God spoke to your heart, go in and get him. Lay hands on him. Oh, would you be afraid? Would you walk boldly with faith? And no, God revealed to you that's what he wanted. And then would you be afraid? Oh, my. My. Oh, blessed is his name.
Amen.
Let us all stand. Faith in God will move a mighty mountain, friends. We need to be a people of more faith. The faith. Something that holds, something that's strong, something that's fervent. And it's not up and down, up one day and down the next, and down in the dumps one day and up the next. And one day you don't know whether you're born again, the next day you think you are. All this nonsense. Friend, there's no time for that now. We're too close to the appearing of the Lord Jesus. We must be a people that truly walk by faith. You see? Amen. Talked to Brother Geisinger before we come to service and was encouraged, trying to encourage him and so forth. And I had him talking more like a man when we got done, you know. And so it was a good conversation. At first it was a little scary, you know, for him, but just tried to encourage him to press on, you know, because they're quarantined. They're not allowed off the floor that he's on now because they got the hospital quarantined. And, like I say, of course, he's, you know, just feels he just needs to get out and everything. But like I say, he was talking more like a stronger man, you know, time we got done. So just pray for him.
Right.
It'd be hard to stay in that place, period, on the whole grounds. I mean, seeing that every day and craziness of sickness and, you know, mourning and sickness and death, and it'd just be pretty rough, you know. But just pray for him. Pray God will continue to bless him and strengthen him. And hey, he's my brother, you know, and I want to uphold him in prayer. And, you know, we're always thinking, what if I was put in that position? What a terrible situation it would be, really would be. And he's wanting us to come down again for some service. You know, he's talking again how he really, really enjoyed that and really enjoyed seeing the people and just really blessed him. And he's hoping we do it again. I said, well, we'll, you know, wait till this all over with. Maybe sometime we can come down again, you know, have some fellowship with him, have a little service again. I guess the chaplain asked him again the other day. He said that he's wanting us to come back down. He wanted us to come down. So that's good, you know. So pray God will bless him. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Is he your all in all? Isn't it good to know the master of the wind, the master of the sea, and that he can control all diseases? He can kill it. Yeah. You know, they're struggling and trying to real quickly come up with some kind of vaccination now and everything. But all it takes is a touch of the Holy Spirit. It's gone. Amen. You believe that, Brother Steve? Absolutely, I believe that. It's already been proven in the past. Yes. My, can you imagine the deadly germs that was put on Moody's hand and just die as they put it on his hand? Just die. I think it was Moody, wasn't it? For sure it was Moody. And I thought, my, what that Holy Ghost can cleanse. That Holy Ghost fire. Ain't nothing lives in fire, friends. And that Holy Ghost fire is really genuine. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Let's sing a little chorus. I know the master of the wind. When you go out tonight, remember that. You know him. He can control everything. Absolutely. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Come on up, Brother Timothy. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain.
He can calm the storms, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Sing it again.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are truly grateful for this little opportunity. And Lord, just how small we feel in your presence. Lord, to know that you care so much for each of us. Oh, if you knew how much tallow is in a gnat of an eye is that, Lord. And you take care of that little sparrow before he ever hits the ground. How much more
Hallelujah. Do
you care for your little elected? And Lord, not only that, but we stand here tonight and can feel your presence and know
yes,
that,
Lord,
there was a drawing in our heart to be here,
yes.
A drive to be here,
yes.
Something burning inside, Lord, to raise our hands and to worship you and to magnify
yes,
you. And Lord, your word as it comes forth, it's just got a ring to it, Lord, that just reaches out and grabs you. We're thankful, Lord, that there's a receiver
Amen.
On the inside.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we pray Lord. That you continue to let it grow.
Oh, yes.
That, Lord, it will take over till we come to that point.
Amen.
That one of these days, Lord, these bodies are going to change.
Amen.
In the twinkling of a moment of an eye.
Oh,
and Lord, we're going to leave this old
Hallelujah.
Earth. Lord, we're looking for it. Lord, that's what we're longing for.
Amen.
It's just on the horizon. May we press like we never have, Lord.
Yes.
Push the last mile away.
Yes.
And Lord, give us the grace to do so. And Lord, may we uphold each other as we go and pray for one another. And stand strong, Lord, in the faith.
Amen.
of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we do thank you for these precious words and this precious little service. And we just ask, Lord, that you bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time and bless those that can come. And we pray for those that were unable to be here this evening, but you would know the situations. Lord, you bless them and touch their bodies, whatever may need. And Lord, we continue to uphold Sister Marion. We love her, appreciate her. And Lord, just Brother and Sister Pitts, Lord, knowing that they would love to be here, Lord, and the distance between us, we just pray you'll continue to monitor that situation, Lord, and you see fit to give them a place here somewhere close to the church, Lord, it would be wonderful. But Lord, we want your will to be done in all things. And Lord, that it brings glory and honor to you, and we'll never fail to thank you. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all things. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sing it again. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master. See, many people that claim they had faith in all kinds of different situations and all down through time, but there's got to come a people that ain't just got the claim, but a life lived to back up that the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ lives in their heart and in their life. Amen. And that they will be found doing his will. Amen. May I be one of them. Hallelujah. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Amen.